Monday, February 7th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I've got two stories I want to take you to today, one out of the Washington Free Beacon, the other out of the Washington Post. Now, both these stories are strong examples of how the sexual revolution and, frankly, government and government agencies are undermining parental authority in their children's lives. Harry, the Washington Post story deals with abortion and how minors who become pregnant can seek what is called a judicial bypass. In other words, they would bypass getting their parents' permission to proceed with an abortion. But today I want to spend some more time on this Washington Free Beacon story. The National Health Institute has spent more than $8 million on a research that pays gay and transgender boys as young as 13 hundreds of dollars to report their sexual behavior on a mobile app, and this without parental permission and input.
From a Christian World and Life View, we have talked about the sovereign spheres or the interdependent sovereign spheres of family, church, and state. And our forefathers put together the Constitution, affirmed those interdependent yet non-hierarchical relationship of church, state, and family. And of those three spheres, the one they were most concerned about because of the power that it has in the exercise of its authority is the state. The state has the power of military and law enforcement. It has power, and therefore the power of the state, which is lethal. The Bible says that the magistrate has the power of the sword. The reason I bring that out is that when the state becomes the dominant feature in society, what it has to eradicate is the obstacle that the family and the church present. That's what you're seeing right now in the progressive secular movement, particularly as it's promoting the sexual anarchy of the LGBTQ agenda. First story you mentioned, in the judicial system, whereby a judge could do a workaround, a bypass of a family's authority in terms of the oversight of their child when they become pregnant, thereby undermine that relationship because the child has advocates to help her get out from under her parental authority. Now, are there parents that violate the law and therefore we have to protect children from child abuse? Yes, but when a child becomes pregnant, is facing medical and life-altering decisions, and also is carrying a life within them that actually comes from the DNA of the parents through the child and needs the oversight of parents and the support of parents. Parents who are exercising lawful oversight over their children need to be supported. The child needs the government to support that, not do a quote-unquote workaround. If you got to get a parental signature for a tonsillectomy, my goodness, what about an abortion? This other story is absolutely overwhelming, and what is being done to undermine the family by literally millions of dollars through the National Institutes of Health?
Harry, the NIH-funded researchers at Columbia University, they offer several hundred dollars to gay and transgender boys between the ages of 13 and 18 to document their sexual activity on an app called My Peeps Mobile, including whether or not they have inappropriate relationships with male adults. The NIH has spent $300,000 to develop the app and nearly $8 million for Columbia researchers to study the data it collects.
Again, they did a workaround on the family. The families do not know this. Families know nothing about the fact that the government is paying their children to report their sexual activity, particularly focused upon homosexual activity. So that would be teenage boys having sex with men. And the government is funding that to get the information, quote unquote, for research. Tom, a lot of people come to me about their concerns about Dr. Fauci, who oversees the National Institute of Health. This, in a real sense, far surpasses it. Undermines the family. So you're giving a child to report their sexual behavior. Well, guess what the child's going to do? Engage in sexual behavior. And these are young boys. Guess whom they are going to become vulnerable to? Men. We call that pedophilia. Tom, this progressive secular culture, whereby we are now being shaped, I have said on multiple occasions, has five institutions that are now shaping our culture. One, obviously, is journalism. Two is the academy. Three is big government. Four is big business. And five is the entertainment world. The only one missing of those five, the only one missing in this story is the entertainment world. And they'll eventually find a way to make a program about this. You got journalism promoting it. You got an academy, a university implementing it. You got big government. Your tax money is being used to undermine family and promote sexual promiscuity and sexual perversion. And you've got big business that is going to profit from it because of the industries that will be established through what is being encouraged in society. So here is tacit approval to what once would have been horrific in our thinking. How in the world do we stop this? The target group is not simply teenage boys and homosexual activity. It's minority teenage boys. This has the same ring of moments in our history where institutions like Planned Parenthood actually were put into place to target the destruction of the children of African Americans through the eugenics movement.
Harry, let me take you back to this parental permission issue. The project leader of the My Peeps study is Dr. Rebecca Schnall. She said her team was able to obtain a parental permission waiver from the Institutional Review Board because the study poses minimal risk to its subjects. She goes on to say, quote, "If parental permission were sought, then our study participants may not be willing to participate in this study because they will fear their parents' knowledge of their sexuality and sexual activities."
So now parental oversight is seen as an obstacle to what the government wants to know, promote, do, and make accessible, which is the destruction of the child's life. And what we need to do is to get into the lives of these boys in order to minister to them and show them why they are making those decisions. What's the outcome of those decisions physically, spiritually, socially, and emotionally? But instead of doing that, we are going to try to make illicit sex. We're going to tell you we can make it safe. You cannot make sin safe. The wages of sin is death. Emotional, spiritual, physical, that's what it does. We can develop medical interventions in order to prolong the process, but you don't stop it. The last thing you want to do is make these children paid wards of the state for your experimentation. They need to be in families with a father and a mother. They need oversight. Tom, may I come back to the church? As the church is targeted because it's an obstacle to this progressive secular movement and its fanatical devotion to the LGBTQ agenda, what must the church do? Bring the gospel to every one of these boys. Evangelize, disciple, love them with the truth, and tell them there is a Savior who forgives us our sins and who transforms us. And then begin the discipleship and enfold them into the covenant community to minister to them. And then as the Lord allows the church to do its ministry, raise up strong families who know how to be salt and light. Families, get embedded in a godly church that is teaching and preaching the Word of God, and then get engaged in the lives of your children. You don't have to accept sinful behavior if you love your children. One of the ways you love your children is to point out the dangers of sin and lead your children away from the precipice to Christ. And the call of the world with its sinful addictions can not only be rejected, but can find no foothold because Christ fills their life. Families, get embedded in a church that loves and teaches, preaches, and disciples.
Pastor Reader's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. Some of the topics Harry covers: developing a heart for the home, what about singleness, 10 practices for biblical parenting, what about divorce, marriage, and remarriage. This 12-sermon series album, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, is available by going to briarwood.org/7 and the word essentials. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.